Wipe those tears, Jacqueline.
I'm trying.
Seriously, we have a podcast to do here. You need to
stop crying.
Let's go get the tissues. It's the week of the final Get Up Kids show in Lawrence, Kansas.
It's so sad.
And that'll be a topic of today's show. It is June 27th in Lawrence, Kansas. And my name's Richard.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And here we go with the week ahead. We'll have movie critic John Nickum in a little bit to talk about, what was that film there?
Land of the Dead.
Yeah, zombies will be a topic of today's show, as well as what is coming up in the week ahead. Why don't I just start by asking you, Jackie, what did you do this past weekend?
Well, it was my 21st birthday yesterday.
Congratulations.
So at midnight on Saturday, we went to Jazz House, not really knowing what was going on there, but a wonderful cover band, Sellout, was playing.
I sense a little bit of sarcasm in your voice.
Yes, I use wonderful very loosely.
So you mean wonderful as in awful?
They weren't awful. It was just, it got bad once they busted out, like, the Sublime and Bob Marley covers. But.
So it was good when they were playing the Madonna covers?
No, they didn't even have Madonna covers. They had, you know, it was good as far as 80s covers go.
Okay. A little crowded. Would
you
go
definitely.
See? Would you recommend Sellout?
I mean, if there's nothing better to do, yes.
And it's your 21st birthday.
Yeah, it's your 21st birthday and you're looking for an excuse to go drinking.
What did you drink?
Whatever it was that the bartender gave me.
That's probably not a good way to approach your future drinking life.
No. Well, I figure I can drink Pabst Blue Ribbon and Jaeger any day, but on my birthday I should drink things I don't drink.
Jaeger's terrible. Hey, let's start out with movies today.
Let's do that.
We'll get to the week ahead in a little bit, but we're going to start out with John. How's it going, sir?
Good. I heard the word Jaeger.
Yeah, you don't like Jägermeister, do you?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's two out of three in this room.
Yeah.
That stuff is awful. It's terrible.
I had a band that I was sponsored for.
Are they still paying you? Like, you signed a contract that for the rest of your life you have
not
to speak kindly of Jägermeister?
No.
What band was that?
Groovehead.
You would be sponsored by Jägermeister. That explains the Jägermeister t-shirts you wear to work every day.
I remember we would do shots of it before we played, and I always thought it was a nice little way to loosen you up.
I'm sorry we don't have any Jäger shots for you here. You're going to have to go into this cold.
Now I just drink human blood.
Good segue. Mm-hmm. How was Land of the Dead?
You know, Land of the Dead was pretty darn interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's George Romero, who, of course, not to be confused with all the imitators of zombie movies. He's the real deal. He's the Night of the Living Dead guy and the original Dawn of the Dead guy. And he's back after I think, two-decade hiatus of making zombie movies with a pretty good movie, Land of the Dead.
Last zombie movie that Jacqueline saw was Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
Excellent. And two of the guys from that, Simon Pegg and the other guy, have cameos as zombies in Land of the Dead.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, now I want to go see it because I really like Shaun of the Dead.
It was really funny. And Shaun of the Dead's even funnier if you really like zombie movies to begin with because you know
what they're
parodying.
I had only heard really good things about the movie, so that's why I rented it.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Made my top 10 last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how would you compare the two? Is this as good?
No, Shaun of the Dead's a way more interesting movie. This is a good movie. It's the only thing about it is we've kind of been hit over the head with a lot of zombie movies lately.
No kidding.
So it's not like, you know,
good pun too.
Yeah, between 28 Days Later and then the remake of Dawn of the Dead, we've seen a lot of this, and there's a certain familiarity to this. But what this movie has is, it's got a lot of fairly biting social commentary. Much of it aimed at the Bush administration.
Kind of like Star Wars did.
A lot like Star Wars did. This is a little less subtle, I think.
You gotta be honest, John. I wasn't really seeing it in Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling
the
biting 9/11 commentary.
You didn't see it when he says, if you're not with me, you're against me? That direct line from
Yeah,
Bush
that
kind
of sounded like something out of Star Wars to me.
How about this one? The George Bush type head of this gated community that's essentially where all the rich people live while the poor people live on the streets while the rest of the zombies surround them. His comment is, we don't negotiate with terrorists at one point.
Well, that's pretty
that one
yeah,
I
on point right there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it does a good job.
So good zombie flick slash 9/11 commentary.
Yeah, it very much it's kind
it's a
of,
new genre in film.
You know, it's a class struggle in this, just that the zombies are the real lower class at this point, and then they start to learn.
Such a marginalized culture. Then such
they,
a shame.
They see that glowing tower where the rich people live and go, I want a piece of that. Huh? See?
That's right? Kind of how I'm going to feel when I see the Get Up Kids last show this weekend. If only I could get a piece of what they have. But that's a story for another day. Thanks, John.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
What was that we were just listening to?
That was Minus Story, and they will sweet. Be playing the same night as the Get Up Kids last show
ever. Oh, Jesus.
So that means that I personally will not be there, but if I wasn't going, then you could, and they're playing at the Replay for $2 with cool. Wilderness and the Internet.
What's next on our background music?
I'm turning it on. It's next. Bear vs. Shark is playing tonight, Monday, at El Torreon in Kansas City with Fear Before the March of Flames and Curl Up and Die.
Now, have you ever been to El Torreon?
Yes, I have been there four times.
I'd say it's something you need to see if you're, you know, a localite.
It's a really good venue, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. It's largely a punk rock and hardcore venue.
Yeah, it's very much like the do-it-yourself essence of punk rock. You feel it there.
So. Huge place, though. It used to host Frank Zappa concerts and stuff, I hear. And
I really like it
there. All kinds of history. I went and saw Fugazi there.
Oh, wow.
Really neat. So, probably a better show than this, but if you can find anything decent, highly recommend at least making
one
trip.
We're having really weird audio issues, I'd have to say.
That's because this is just a really weird band, maybe.
No, with all the songs, I can hear it. But anyway, that will be a good show. It's $10, so.
Okay. Let's skip ahead to Tuesday, since most likely that's when people will be hearing this, our countless minions.
Yeah.
Over at Fatso's, there's this thing called the Barbecue Beat Social.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever been to Fatso's. I haven't.
I like barbecue.
Basically, it's like has a frat bar reputation, but they're doing a lot to change that by bringing in a lot of good music acts and free barbecue if you get there between 8 and 10 p.m. No joke.
That's
straight
amazing.
Up free barbecue. Veggie or meat. So, pretty impressive. And then if you stick around for the music, you get to see Approach, big name with DJ Skew, Nate Holt, Sideburns, and Nipples, which should be a treat.
Wow.
Yeah, hopefully hard nipples. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I imagine he plays hard techno as opposed to, you know, soft techno.
I'm really curious about what exactly vegetarian barbecue.
You know, it's like the same crap as, you know, you would put on chicken, except you put it on asparagus.
Oh.
You grill it up.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So that's a cheap ticket. I believe it's a couple bucks to get in and $2 drinks from there on out. If you're the spending type, Victor Wooten is over at Granada. It's a $20 ticket. He's a big bass player, guys, and the Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. He's also played with Brentford Marsalis and a lot of jazz Chick Corea type, but also branching into the Dave Matthews realm or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say I've ever had a favorite bass player. and I can't say that a good bass player alone is enough of a reason for me to go to a show. It would have to be a good bass player in a good band.
Right.
And I'm not sure if Victor Wooten is a good band or not. From the few songs I've heard, I'd say marginal, you know.
Right.
If you kind of dig on Prince or whatever, you might have a shot. So, what, Wednesday here? Should we skip ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything on your
part? Yeah. Amberlin, Seocean, Acceptance, and Code 7 are playing at El Torreon. And I like three of those four bands that the songs I've heard, at least. I like
them. Are we talking, like, emo here or what?
Yeah, it's definitely, the new emo, in quotes, not, like, original.
Right, not like
style,
that 70s emo.
The real emo.
Not like,
Not like American football and crap like that.
Gotcha.
We're talking the new act. No, I really like American football.
Oh, okay.
We're talking the new stuff that people think but isn't.
So kind of like Blink 182?
No. Well, I'm going to skip ahead to
Damn.
It. Just so I can be right.
So off. What is this?
This is Acceptance.
Oh, okay. So
I also have Seocean and Amberlin, but not on the playlist.
Let's give it a moment here. I'm going to give Acceptance five seconds to see if I accept them.
We're not hearing this right because we're having audio problems.
I think I can hear it just clearly. Perfectly clearly. I accept it.
We don't even hear the vocals. This is where they start. Yeah, more or less. But that's not what they do. You're so good.
Okay. Also, at the bottleneck, if you're into modern rock, you know, like so many people are, Sidewise is playing with Hypno Gaja, which, just judging by the title, Hypno Gaja, sort of like a drug-induced state of modern rockitude. Sounds like a bitchin' show. Harbor Lights has Lefty Grove with Brody Buster. Funny double bill. Lefty Grove is a local freestyle hip-hop guy, and Brody Buster is a blues kid. So, you know, that's maybe the side show of the night. $2 ticket. You got anything else, or should we move on to Thursday?
Thursday, okay. This band from Austin, Texas called Cruiserweight is playing also at El Torreon, which sounds like I'm going to be there every single day for, like, the next month. But that show's $8, and they're really good, only because their singer is a girl, and not in a lesbian way whatsoever, but she's the cutest thing I've ever seen on stage. And they come to Gainesville a lot. That's how I know who they are.
Excellent. I would also recommend at the Olive Gallery, there is a dance installation, a performance piece featuring a couple of local choreographer types. Pretty much if it's at the Olive, you can bet that it's going to be worth a free trip. You know,
really?
A couple of free PBRs or whatever.
Really?
So that happens around 8 p.m. Let's move on to Friday. Well, here it is.
Which is Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. You want
to... The first of the last two Get Up Kids shows ever, this one being at the Granada, and that's pretty exciting slash sad at the same time.
So you have a ticket, right?
Yes.
When did you get it?
When it went on sale. Oh. So approximately 3 months ago. Oh no, this show, the tickets went on sale a month ago.
Are you going to go to both of them or just...
Yes, I'm going to both of
You're
them.
You're going to Kansas City too?
Yes.
Holy crap. That's very dedicated.
Loyal.
Very loyal. Well, the Get Up Kids are done. There's a decent opening band there too called the Golden Republic.
Well, nobody's going for the opening band.
Yeah, but they're on the bill. They can talk about them.
Okay.
They'll be gently applauded.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great though. They're on Astroworks, you know. Big shouts from Kansas City, but justifiably, they're a very good band. If you're not a Get Up Kids fan, I'm guessing Ted Nugent would probably appeal to you. That's at the Uptown Theater, and I'm assuming you're friends with the Nuge.
Yeah, totally.
You think you're going to score tickets for that show?
Oh, no.
Can we turn this acceptance down? This is kind
of... It was really loud, sorry.
I've decided that I don't accept it.
Okay. They're accepting you. Maybe not. Okay. Saturday is also the other Get Up Kids last show ever.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And this is the one that I bought tickets for.
Cheaper ticket,
but
you
got
to spend money to get to Kansas City. So.
Well worth it.
Well worth it. Hey, if you happen to be in Kansas City, why not go see Tech N9ne at the Beaumont Club when you're done? That's a pretty sweet double bill. You don't know.
Maybe.
You're getting this blank stare. You don't know? You don't know who Tech N9ne is? Oh, so foreign. Well, Tech N9ne did a number of tours with Cottonmouth Kings and Insane Clown Posse, if that gives you...
Oh, well, that makes it so much better.
So, but he's better than both, I'm here to say. He's the biggest rapper in Kansas City, and he's got mad flow, and he's got a huge fan base that follows him wherever he goes, so get with the program. Dead Girls Ruin Everything at the Bottleneck. Mm-hmm. Former members of Ultimate Facebook, were you into them at all?
Not really, but I know who they are, so that counts.
That's cool. You didn't like them?
I just never got into them.
Fair enough. Dead Girls Ruin Everything have a slightly different sound, fronted by two former members of Podstar with the rhythm section from Ultimate Fakebook, and probably one of the tightest pop rock bands around town, if not the tightest, especially now that the Get Up Kids are on their way out. So perhaps, you know, Get Up Kids fans, readjust your loyalty and... Go check out Dead Girls Ruin Everything.
Right.
That Minus Story show that we were talking about is at the Replay. And I don't know
$2.
What those guys are up to these days, but it's usually something pretty good. I've enjoyed their past shows. The Ants are at the Tap Room, kind of a lo-fi bedroom recording folk project / indie rock. For fans of, oh, Songs Ohio, any of that very independent, obscure type indie rock that cherishes being weird. And that's all I can say about that. Sunday at the Midland Theater. You want to say it?
You can.
Richard's
favorite musician ever. Ever.
Alanis Morissette, $47.50. That's cheap.
This is why he isn't going to the Get Up Kids shows, because he wanted to save his money to go see.
$47.50 is a steal for Alanis Morissette. Let me tell you. With all those hits, that's like $7 a hit. And that's a pretty good deal these days. So, Midland Theater, Alanis, on Sunday. Your weather conditions for this coming week. Tuesday, hot. Wednesday, hot. Thursday, hot. Friday, hot. Saturday, hot. Done. Out. See you later. That's it. It's going to be hot. It's not even going to rain for the rest of the week.
No
rain
in
the forecast. That's not what I'm seeing.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Hot.
Hot. Cool. Well, we'll be back next week because Jacqueline's going on vacation.
Definitely.
Right here in Lawrence.
I'm not going anywhere, but I'm going to be on vacation.
Basically, she decided that she didn't want to work this week, so that's cool.
Because I have to, get in the mood for Get Up Kids last shows ever.
light some incense and lock yourself in the bathroom. Cool. Well, have fun doing that, and I'll be continuing my relocation house-wise and playing Martha Stewart, shopping for blinds, and might go out and see Get Up Kids if I get around to it. So thanks for staying with us. Appreciate it. Hope we were insightful, and
not
have a good
dumb
week.
Bye.
Bye.